Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Should have been done for the last 15 to 20 years, him in particular. He was their real military leader. He's a terrorist. He was designated a terrorist by President Obama, and then Obama did nothing about it.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the president right at the top saying that the former president didn't do anything about it, knowing about Soleimani, but he is gone. In fact, they buried him, and it was an insane send-off in Tehran. So tensions between the U.S. and Iran certainly have to be at one of the highest points since the late 70s. Hey, everybody, what a way to kick this hour off. Iran has vowed to take some action. They said they're going to retaliate for the killing of General Soleimani, the leader of their elite force there. And Soleimani, of course, was planning attacks or plotting attacks on Americans in the Middle East. So he was an imminent threat. What do you do if that's happening? You take him out. I have to say that. What do? You know how many people we have floating around the Middle East, especially in Baghdad, at that embassy? And when the embassy was attacked, how dangerous that was? 16,000 people. We forget, or some of us forget, that there's all those diplomats there. Not a handful, by the way. Like I said, a city. 16,000 people. So some of the political ilk on the Hill are questioning the wisdom and even necessity of taking out Soleimani, and they're saying they doubt that the president is prepared for the fallout, the potential consequences of what can happen. And you heard what the president said there. And he said if Iran responds to the death of any attacks on Americans or our interests, he's going to hit the targets, including cultural sites, fast and hard, period. CIA director, former CIA director Leon Panetta, says we are closer to war with Iran than we have been in the last 40 years. Does that make anybody nervous? So the U.S. and Iran, the hostility has been ratcheting up since the beginning of this administration. And, of course, he pulled out of the deal that offered sanctions, you know, relief in exchange for a delay in Iran's nuclear weapons program. So the U.S. is blaming Iran for attacks on oil tankers and Saudi oil refineries, as well as the downing of an American drone. And remember the barrage of rockets that killed an American contractor and wounded four service members on a base in northeastern Iraq. And the U.S. blamed the attack on this Iranian-backed militia with ties by a force led by Soleimani. And so there was a response 2 days later with strikes on five targets in Iraq and Syria that left two dozen militia fighters dead. So you had a lot of angry protesters. We know the story. They protested the embassy in Baghdad. If you don't know, I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version. They forced their way into the compound. They set fire to a reception area. They were eventually driven off by the security forces there. There weren't any casualties, thank goodness, in the embassy breach, because it was a breach. And then our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said it is an Iran-backed terrorist attack. And then Soleimani was killed in a drone strike. He's an adversary. He was an adversary. The significance of this attack, killing the 62-year-old Iranian general, who was larger than life, is big. Is it bigger than bin Laden? Is it bigger than Baghdadi? Oh, the lists of foes. It's big. You know, here's the deal. They were training Iraqi militants, this force, to kill American troops in Iraq. Right after the invasion, by the way, in 2003, they made, you know, those roadside bombs that have led to suicides, PTSD, and flat-out deaths, they are responsible for them. In fact, specifically tied to Soleimani, 603 U.S. service members killed in Iraq. Thousands of others in that area. Was he a bad guy? And what happened that they needed to take him out? The threats of what he was doing? This is serious. The possibility of war has ramped up, but what does it mean? On Sunday, hundreds of thousands of Iranians took to the streets to mourn Soleimani as his body was brought home for the burial, that traditional thing. And it was massive amounts of people. It was huge. Huge. Somebody said to me, they had an opportunity for something in the Middle East to go do an event. They said, would you go to that, do that event? I said, are you kidding? Are you looking at the State Department warnings? No. Senator Marco Rubio said the president was forced to act in the face of information that there is an imminent and credible threat that could cost the lives of potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of American servicemen and women and other personnel in the region. Mike Pompeo said, you know, this was the right decision. Soleimani was preparing for what was going to be a significant attack. We don't know all the details of it, but that's what is being said. And how about this? House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, Democrat with a D from California, agreed it was accurate to say Soleimani was plotting against American interests. Was this the right thing to do? Eliminate him. Now, of course, Schiff threw in to that statement, I don't think the intelligence supports the conclusion that removing Soleimani increases our security. Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia, was on the Sunday Swirl, meaning the talking heads all over the tube, talking politics as you drink your coffee and open your eyes, said, I accept the notion there was a real threat. Of course, how imminent, all that kind of stuff, we don't have all the information. And then we have the complaint again that this was not tossed around on Capitol Hill before any action was taken, as has been done with other military moves in the last couple of years. So once again, you have the War Powers Act of 1973, and Trump sent Congress a document informing them of his military action. That's what's required. And on Sunday, he posted a tweet afterwards, and he said, this will serve as notification that he will strike Iran if the country attacks any U.S. person or target. So, Soleimani gone. What does it mean to America? Nancy Pelosi says the House is going to vote to limit the president's power to do these kinds of things in the future and to scale back already what is happening. So this is where we are at this point and what happens as we move, you know, forward. The timing, the manner, the justification, all that kind of stuff. So she's going to vote to limit the war powers on Iran with these tensions that are ratcheting up. I'll tell you what, you know, we've identified 52 targets, 52 American hostages taken by Iran many, many years ago. Cultural sites on the list. Wow. Stay with us. My take on Harvey Weinstein. Ooh, next.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's Take.
If convicted as charged in the case, Defendant Weinstein faces up to 28 years in state prison. My office will ask the court to set bail at $5 million. Once the defendant's case is completed in New York, we expect him to appear in a courtroom in Los Angeles County to face these charges.
That's the district attorney of Los Angeles County, Jackie Lacey. And, of course, talking about Harvey Weinstein, who faces those counts of sexual assault in L.A. County, four counts. You know, 80 women have come forward on this guy. He opened Pandora's box, and you look at him, and I was reading something that just was despicable to me today, that he felt as though, you know, he was wrapped up into his company and he was receiving treatment for power and control. And that's what he's been doing for the last 12 months. And, oh, come on, give me a break. He got away with it for decade after decade after decade and ruined tons of women's lives in Hollywood and threatened them and was the worst of all kinds of predators that you can imagine. If you had a wife, a daughter, a sister, or anybody close to this guy and something happened, you would shake and try to stop yourself from reacting, meaning you would want to do something. In New York, he's charged with first-degree rape, two counts of predatory assault, one count of first-degree sexual assault, one count of third-degree rape. What's so sad about this is for all of the people in Hollywood who try to act high and mighty about so many other issues, nobody was there to defend any of these women. You can't tell me that they didn't know some of this behavior was going on. Over the break, if you can call it that, I was given a book called Catch and Kill. The Hubs gave it to me. Ronan Farrow did this. He won a Pulitzer Prize for it. It's called Catch and Kill, Lies, Spies, and a Conspiracy to Protect Predators. And the book really is about Harvey Weinstein and all the checking that he did and the people that came forward and told him what they knew. And then these women scared to death, some of them names that you would know, actresses who had encounters with Harvey Weinstein, where one of them, he just banged down the door and insisted to see the actress, and she had no defense for what was happening and didn't have any idea of what was going to go on. And again, 80 women, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I don't, this isn't a political thing. I mean, this is a guy who's sick, who needs to pay the price for what he did, and I can't believe he won't pay the price for it. And shame on the people in Hollywood who didn't help the people who were helpless, because they didn't have the power. They were young, shocked, and had no idea what to do or where to turn, and they were threatened. Here's the actress Rosanna Arquette and what she had to say about Harvey Weinstein in Los Angeles on Monday.
Time's up on sexual harassment in all workplaces. Time's up on blaming survivors. Time's up on empty apologies without consequences. And time's up on the pervasive culture of silence that has enabled abusers like Weinstein.
All right, and so what happened to her is she was in one of his movies, and of course, ultimately, it cost her. She's in a popular movie, one of the first times you saw Madonna on screen. And when she did the movie, he made overtures toward her. She had to come and look at the script and this kind of thing, and, oh, he has a big suite. And then once she got there, he tried to maneuver on her, and she immediately said, no way, I don't do that. And, of course, she fled for her life to just get out of there, basically. And so she was one of the luckier ones, lucky in that sense, but she was so harassed that it cost her different points in her career opportunities because of the power that that he had. In fact, in the book, she says, because like I said, I read this book, she said that Weinstein told her she was making a huge mistake by rejecting him, named an actress and a model he claimed had given in to his overtures and whose careers had advanced as a result. And she said, I'll never be that girl, and left. And told people and tried to get somebody to listen, but of course nobody would listen. All right, somebody else who suffered greatly at his hands, another actress, one whose name, just like Rosanna Arquette, you might know or might not know, but Rose McGowan, here's what she said specifically about Weinstein.
Dear Harvey, no matter what lies you tell yourself, you did this. Today, Lady Justice is staring down a super predator, you.
Yeah, good for her for saying that, because she was so worried, and they tried to entrap her and tried to extract information from her and shut her down and everything else. And then, of course, what would happen is, tragically, there would be non-disclosure agreements they would be signed, that would be signed, and... even if some women were paid off, which is ultimately in many cases what happened, this was something that was known. In fact, some of this goes to Hillary Clinton, where the Clintons, and they must hate this, obviously, but the Clintons, Harvey Weinstein had some political, had some political clout in New York, and certainly for the Democrats. So the writer and actors, Ronan Farrow writes about, the writer and actor Lena Dunham said, disclosed in the book, how during the 2016 campaign, she told the Clinton staff that the campaign's reliance on Harvey Weinstein as a fundraiser and event organizer was a liability. This is a quote. She said, I just want to let you know that Harvey's a rapist, and this is going to come out at some point. She told a communications staffer that, and she warned a bunch of different people. And then after all of this happens, there was a statement that was finally issued saying that Clinton issued saying she was shocked and appalled. So there were so many people that covered up for this guy. And like I said, when you have people that want to point fingers at other things that are happening in the world, the people in Hollywood who didn't do anything to try to stop Harvey Weinstein and the destruction that the path that he left. Shame on all of them. Shame on all of them. And he'll get his comeuppance. I can't imagine that this district attorney doesn't have this thing sewed up. And, of course, first, New York has to be taken care of because he's answering for charges there. And then the move goes to Los Angeles. Now, all of this comes from a task force that was formed by Lacey, who you heard at the top of this, to review sexual abuse allegations against high-profile entertainment figures. And boy, oh boy, did they ever get a treasure trove against Harvey Weinstein. Somebody said, well, what about the actress Meryl Streep? Because she was in Miramax, his company's pictures, or they distributed her pictures. And they said that she had no idea that she said she heard he was a bully in the editing room. And, you know, she's a person I believe. But I think there were other people, because I believe she was out of that crush and kept away from anything that could have touched that, and nobody went to her, is what I think. I don't know that, but that's what I think. Because of things that she's done to help other people and people I know of in the business who have said things about her help to so many people. But how awful that something like this, just like we saw with Jeffrey Epstein, is allowed to just be out there. Oh, there he has money. So, you know, that means money for politicians. That means money for other people at networks. It means that silence and turning a blind eye. And again, can you just imagine if you had a female in your life that was subjected to some of what, which I couldn't even read some of the things that he did on the air. Just so atrocious, just awful. And that doesn't even do it justice. Just totally sick. So congratulations to Ronan Farrow for pursuing that story at his own peril, because every place that he turned, NBC didn't want to air it. Every place that he went, finally New Yorker magazine picked it up, and then that broke the story wide open. So thanks to his reporting efforts, Harvey Weinstein, who kicked open that Pandora's box, will have it shut down, I believe. Justice will be served on his head. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Rising tensions as President Trump and Iran trade threats as huge angry crowds in that country mourn top terrorist leader Soleimani. President Trump goes on the Rush Limbaugh show saying he should have been taken out a long time ago and we had a shot at it and we took him out. Meanwhile, leaders in Iran pressuring Iraq to force 5,000 of our U.S. troops out of the country. Still unclear, though, if Americans will be forced to leave the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, which was under attack New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying there has been no decision made to leave Iraq, period.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 68.5 points, the Nasdaq up almost 51, the S&P 500 gaining 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, and he joins us on Author's Corner. His name's David Murdoch. He's written a book called The Bible. I love this title. The Bible was not written in English, how church traditions have kept us in the dark. So your ears are going to perk up. We had a great off-air conversation. David, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and greetings from Texas. I appreciate being on your show.
The Bible was not written in English, and you're saying how traditions have kept us in the dark. So explain what you wanted people to understand from your book and why you wrote it.
Well, the why you wrote it part was the, I think, people, especially one particular friend that we talked about earlier that had encouraged me to write some of the things that we've been talking about over the last 10 years. In so doing, we wrote a book, and then we wrote another book. And in doing so, writing is like anything else. The more you do it, hopefully the better you get at it. And my second book, my publisher sent it to a seminary professor in Colorado. And this is the reason why I was motivated to maybe do more. He called me on a landline and told me what he was doing. And then he said, Murdoch, where'd you come up with some of this stuff? And I said, well, first of all, do you accept a Strong's exhaustive concordance of the Bible? And he said, absolutely. I've got one right here on my desk. I said, okay, what do you have a problem with? And he said, well, what about all this stuff in the garden? And I said, well, get your Strong's out. He got his Strong's out. I said, you know, when God was talking to Adam and Eve, and he said, concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't even touch it. I said, okay, look up that word touch in ancient Hebrew. He looks it up. The definition in the Strong's Concordance is to lie with a woman. And then in another place, God said, Eve, woman, what is that thou hast done? And she said, the serpent beguiled me. And I said, look up that word, beguiled, seduced. I said, now let me ask you a question. What's that got to do with eating an apple? And he laughed. And then for the next 45 minutes, we went through the Bible, him asking questions, putting him back in the Strong's, back and forth, back and forth. At the end of the conversation, he said, Murdoch, I'm a seminary professor. I have a master's degree. I've been pastoring a church for 25 years, and I've learned more Bible in the last hour than I've learned my entire life. He said, how is that possible? I said, well, it's real simple. You were taught by people who loved you, but you were basically taught through traditions of men, and you were taught in English, and you did not go back to the manuscripts. Long story short, he ended up writing the foreword for that manuscript.
Wow.
And so based on that, that's the reason that I was motivated to continue writing. This book has about 1,200 scriptures that are either quoted or referred to, and it really boils down to this, Kate. When a person gets serious about wanting to find out and learn about God, then God gets serious with them. And it's a two-way street. It's a two-way conversation. You have a walking, talking relationship with your Creator. And that's really the motivation. This book was written to really drive people into the Bible and into the manuscripts.
Yeah, you gave us a great example of that, David. Give us another example, because I think there's a lot of people listening that fall into this category, and obviously so do you, and you gave us the example right off the bat. But looking at the scriptures, what, for example, is something that people would miss? I mean, of everything that you've looked at, examined, and pulled out, what do you think is one that people really miss?
Well, I think one that people can relate to are the food laws that are written in Leviticus 11. Leviticus, we're told that we're not to eat scavengers, and I'm going to shorten them. And then you go over to the New Testament over in Timothy, and most of the churches today preach that when Christ arose, that all of the food laws, we can now eat anything we want to as long as we bless it. And they quote a scripture over there, and it says concerning marriage, he said, don't let any man judge you concerning marriage or those things. But they leave out this one scripture that says those things which were intended to be received. Well, he did not intend for us to receive scavengers into our bodies. And if we continue to eat them over a period of time, then we have a lot of health problems. And I've interviewed a lot of medical doctors over the years on this very subject. And it ranges depending on the doctor, but in the 80% of medical problems, health problems that people have today is over the things that we're eating. We're eating incorrectly because we're not following the food laws. Dr. Barnett, when he built a cancer clinic here in Cleburne, he got up and spoke to Rotary Club, and he said, gentlemen, if you will obey the food laws in the Bible, you will never need my services. And I think that's one of the traditions, one of the things that people have skipped over, and we pay dearly for it in our physical health.
Boy, no kidding. In doing this, and for you, I can tell by talking to you, and this is the second time we've had this conversation, now we're having it with the rest of the world, you feel very at ease with the Bible and your understanding of it, and it's like a friend. It feels like, to me, I feel like when I'm talking to you, you're just living, breathing for you, right?
Well, I think that it has to be that way. You know, the Bible tells us to be Christ-like. He says to be thou perfect as I am perfect. But if you look up that word perfect, it's not perfect as we understand it. It's mature. In other words, Paul said this. He said, when I was a child, I acted as a child. I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And so as we grow, as we get into the Word and the Word becomes one with us, then we are comfortable with it. Prayer, which on a daily basis is just talking to your Creator, establishing a relationship with your Creator. This is something that's teachable, learnable, and doable for anybody. Everybody that's listening to us right now, they're one of God's creation. They may not love Him, they may not like Him, they may hate Him, whatever, but they're still one of God's creation. And all they have to do is open the door for God to get involved in their lives, and He will. God is very real. And in today's world, you know, there's so much fakeness in the world today that the truth really upsets people. And a lot of times we just forget about the Bible and leave it out. We think it's just a dusty old book. But the Bible is not just another book. The Bible is the Word of God. In fact, He tells us over John, He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so it's a very important part. He tells us in Revelations, He said, that if you please Him, He said, I created all things for His pleasure. I created all things for my pleasure. And so if He created all things, including us, for His pleasure, the question is, what have we done to please Him? You know, it's kind of like having a child that maybe you have a couple of children and they leave home and one of them calls you on your birthday and he calls you on a regular basis, tells you they thought of you. The other one, you never hear from them unless they want some money or something. And which one are you going to favor? Which one are you going to think more of? And we're created in his image, so he has these same feelings. He gets upset. He gets ticked off, and it's not a good thing to tick him off, but he says, I'm slow to anger, but I do get angry.
I love that. I love that. The Bible was not written in English. How church traditions have kept us in the dark. We're speaking with David Murdoch. You can get it on Amazon.com. What was the reaction to your book with the people that you've touched in your life and just people you know?
Well, the reaction has been very good. The reaction has been very similar to what you were first talking about. I think people have been so involved in tradition. We're brought up, if we were brought up in a particular denomination, that tends to be what we are. But deep down inside, I think there is a knowledge, especially in a lot of people, that says there's got to be more. There's got to be more than just coming to a pretty building with stained glass windows and organ music, and I appease my conscience. And then I go back out in the world the rest of the week, and reality of life sets in, and things just don't work out, and I don't really have a place for God in my life. And that's where the mistake is made, is because when you have a relationship with your Creator, he tells us over in Amos, he said, you know, there'll be a famine in the end time. It's not going to be a famine for food or water, but it's going to be people starving to death for the Word of God. And that's the hunger that's in so many hearts today. It doesn't really matter the denomination or what name is over the door of the church or whatever, but inside that church is the Word of God being taught. And so much today, and it's unfortunate and it's sad to say, that so many times today, you go to a service and you go there wanting to hear about God, and you have someone gets up, well-meaning, they'll quote a couple of scriptures, and then they say their own words for another 30, 45 minutes. And God talks about this, and he says, woe unto you pastors who scatter my flocks. He said, you say your words are more important than my words. And to me, a pastor, which comes from the word pasture, like you turn a herd of cattle or sheep out on a pasture to eat, we're supposed to feed the flock, and you do that by teaching the Bible chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Bible says here a little, there a little, line by line. So when we do it that way, then the people are fed. That real amazing sermon that a person that's well-gifted in wordsmithing can make chills run up and down your backbone. But, you know, when you get into the situations of life, that sermon you heard that did not have the Word of God. It had mostly philosophy and psychology involved in it and a seven-point plan. Those things you don't even remember. Most people, you can ask them. I've been counseling for almost 50 years. And most people, when you ask them if they've ever been taught the Bible all the way through in their church, regardless of the denomination, I have yet, in almost 50 years, I have yet to have one that said, we teach the Bible all the way through.
Wow. Wow. Perfect place to end this. And the reason why you should get it, the Bible is not written in English, how church traditions have kept us in the dark. David Murdoch, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I would just like to say that we should all know by now that the Bible was not written in English, and just reading the Bible in English is not enough. If we want to be successful, we have to use the Hebrew and the Greek. How many make the distinction that we have a Western mindset attempting to understand an English translation taken from an Eastern language, written with an Eastern mindset thousands of years ago? Those facts alone should give us pause to consider and reconsider what we have been taught as gospel. Thank you so much for having me on your program, Kate.
Thank you. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me show it to you. He's written a book. It's so interesting. And we had this great off-air conversation. So excited to introduce you in our author's corner to Larry Pinsett. He's written a book called CHAPS. And CHAPS stands for Clockable Hours Application Process and Pay System, but that doesn't tell the story at all, because it is incredible, the story, when I think about what's happening with money, when I think about people and jobs and their mindset. And I know, because I was there when I worked in corporate America, when I worked for a radio network. So Larry, thanks so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome, Kate.
Let's talk about that mindset, because this is a system that can be used for teachers, police officers. You worked in the postal system. Explain it to us.
Okay, CHAPS is a pay system. It's basically a pay system for everybody. And what I mean by everybody have 168 hours. And they're not aware of that, because they think overtime is prevalent. But the labor law states, you have 8 hours of work, 5 days a week. And it's kind of misleading for people to understand the labor laws from the baby boomers. The boomers, they think they're entitled to overtime. But overtime, there's no such thing as overtime in 8 hours. And you have three tours in one day. So let's break it down. You have 12 hours in the a.m. and 12 hours in the p.m., and that's 24 hours. And then you have 8 hours shift. You know, at the post office, they call them tours. And then you'll see that in my book, once you get the book. And the plant, you know, a normal plant, you know, like outside workers, they might call them shifts. And then CTA in the Chicagoland area, they call them picks. But either way, it's just 8 hours per day. And a lot of people don't understand how many hours that you had to work for a yearly salary. Most people think they work 2 weeks for a yearly salary, but that's not true. You had to work a total of 8,320 hours for a yearly salary. and then it's 2,080 hours for your yearly salary that you see on your paycheck. But you had to work 2,080 hours for your benefits that's tax-free that you don't see. You had to work 2,080 hours for your stipend pay that's tax-free that you don't see. And you had to work 2,080 hours for your next year's salary. And that's amazing, Kate, because guess what, Kate? If you did this pay system, that means that you are working, and the work that you do, you can plug it in. I don't care what you're doing. You're a dishwasher. If you are making planes, if you are cutting hair, any job, if you plug tap in correctly, Kate, you're going to get debt-free work. And that's very important, Kate, for the medical field. Because guess what? They're always asking about how to pay for all the health care. You know, it's amazing. You can easily pay for health care. And what is it? Non-affordable health care, you can easily get debt-free. Because the workers will do that debt-free if they plug in into a tax pay system. See, a tax pay system is basically but you do three things. The first thing is to get people a double salary. Because
right.
God promised us a double, you will get a double salary. Now, there's a lot of people that don't believe in God, so I don't want to play the God card because, like I say, a lot of people don't believe in God.
Sure.
But it's a lot of people that do believe in God, okay? But there's just neither here nor there. The people got to understand, do you believe in your kid? Do you believe in your kid? Do you believe in your grandkid? Okay, the boomers are out of here, see? And the boomers set a bad example on how to work. See, so because the boomers really didn't realize for a long time that they had their own fingerprint, and they had they just recently understand that they understood that they had their own DNA, but they still don't understand that you have your own hours. So once you have your own hours, it's just like you owning your own house, Kate.
Yeah.
Like I own my own house. Okay. But if I don't pay taxes on this house, I won't have it for long. It's just like the NFL, Kate. Not for long. And you know,
yeah. There's
nothing. What I mentioned, NFL. Did you see those contracts recently? Is there some
yes.
baseball players are getting?
Yes. Yes.
Oh man, it's off the chain, Kate. You know. But
it
I
is. It's,
what, Kate? Those
it,
owners,
those it's owners crazy. Now, yeah. Yeah.
And you know. You tell them owners to run check. So this is what they're going to get. If I give a guy, it doesn't matter what I give him, because he got to give it back to me. So let's say if I give a guy $100,000, so it's going to be broken down hourly. So every hour, every week, in the tax pay system, every week, you're going to have to work 10 hours to pay for all his benefits. And then that's non-taxable. And then he's got to work 10 hours to pay for this year's salary. That's taxable. And then he's got to work 10 hours to pay for a stipend pay. Because the reason he's getting the stipend pay, that's non-taxable. The reason he's getting the stipend pay is he's giving the money back. He's going to work another 10 hours to get the money back for next year's salary. And
yep,
that's for
yep.
the next year's player. So called. You give a guy, guarantee a guy that much money, you don't know what he's going to do. So obviously, you want him to win you a championship or bring you closer to a championship. And then if he's that good, you want to keep him. But then again, the owner, you know, if he's in a small market, he's going to be crying to him, oh, I can't afford it. But
yeah.
You know that, go to the park. The fans can't afford it because the hot dog is going to be so high you can hardly eat it.
I get it. I get it. You're going off on the sports thing. I totally get it, Larry. But I want to make sure, because we only have a couple minutes left. What do you want people to take away from reading your book?
I want the people to understand that they have 168 hours. And I want the people to understand that they are working in an hourly pay system, which all our politicians are not. And in an hourly pay system, you are giving the money back to the owners. You're giving the money back. They're like in any contract. So everybody have 168K. Everybody. And you should buy this book and understand this book. And then so everybody will work for the future. Because everybody's crying about health care. You get debt-free health care. Let me see. Okay, Jesus Christ was the first one that worked in the child pay system. And then, like I told you once before, when he fed the poor, the hungry, no charge. He preached, no charge. He healed the sick, no charge. So if you work in the child pay system, every job and everything that you do is no charge. And what you are doing, you are leaving money for the future. And then you got to get the book and understand the book. And then you got to realize it's your money. It's your money, Kate. It's an amazing book.
It's your money. I get what you're saying. And I think it's probably registering with people that you know. You served 18 years in the Illinois National Guard. You worked at the Postal Service starting in 1995. You retired in 2009. You saw what was happening. And, you know, you were looking at what is this organization doing and what is not, you know, organized about it and what could be organized about it. And that's the frustrating part. So we have, oh gosh, just a minute left. Do you feel good about writing the book? I mean, just putting it out there?
Oh, I feel good because, Kate, I got it. I got the book. And then, so I'm going to leave you with this. God made a promise. He said he's going to give you back double. He said you read chapter and you're going to see that you're going to get back double. And then what it is, it's a future thing. It's for our grandkids. CAF is a generational pay system. You know, is it like the stores that we used to know and stuff like that? Talking about brick and mortar, they closing up. But with CAF pay system, they would never close. Never.
Never closed. I like that because there's so much that happens now that's so frustrating to people on jobs and people that are looking for the job to do something for them. And you said it. You can get CHAPS on Amazon.com. Again, clockable hours and application process and pay systems. That's what the acronym stands for. Larry, thanks so much. Good luck with the book, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Thank you, Kate.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.